This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Please forgive me for showing everybody Jessica Simpson's 10-year challenge photo. She posted a picture of her, I'm going to say it was Dukes of Hazzard legs, because remember that time, dude? That was the best era of Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
And I guess she just recently posted a picture of her pregnant foot.
Oh, her, she's pregnant?
She's pregnant again.
Okay. Her foot's pregnant?
Yeah, it looks like her. She created this joke, so she put it out there on Twitter for it to exist, and we're just laughing at it. So please forgive me and us for kind of being grossed out by it and also at the same time making fun of it. 877-881-1053. You can text in more things to cheer on Kevin because he likes it.
Man, that's the response right now. There was one person who didn't like it, but you know, the response has been overwhelming, and I really appreciate it. I'm trying to respond to people. There's a lot, but I promise I'm reading every single one of these, and I really appreciate it, y'all.
From the 214, need forgiveness, screen my parents' call this week because I was hanging out with my friends, but after hearing Kevin's story, I'm going to call him first thing tomorrow morning.
And somebody said they threw three packs of cigarettes in the trash.
Nice.
After hearing that. Yeah, please forgive me for bringing down the mood of the show. We were really upbeat. We're like, hey, we got rid of Marinelli. What's going to happen next?
Linehan.
And I was like, all right,
it's okay.
Wow.
We'll forgive you.
Wait. Play that again in a week. No, I'm just kidding. Linehan. And then I was like, hey, can I hijack the show and make it all sad? So, you know, we'll bring back more shenanigans.
Yeah, I think that was the first thing Colby said after the segment was, thanks for...
Yeah, you can't repeat
can't use
what
the
I,
rest of that word.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, you can't.
So many curse words that happen off air.
But again, we got this is why you guys are part of the show, because as much as somebody said to keep up the jackassery, as much as we are a bunch of jackasses, like y'all help with it whenever you text in for segments like this. So would love to see it. 877-881-1053. Oh, by the way, real quick, Colby.
Okay.
Please forgive me for not giving the letter out. The letter is N.
Oh, bet that's a twist for some people.
Yes, it is. I'm hoping it is. The letter is N. So there you go. Next week, you have the word. We'll ask you to call in. You can win a very rare KNC Masterpiece shirt. And the guy who called in this week and won the first one is on his way up here as we speak. So he'll be getting the first KNC Masterpiece shirt to give away. What's up, Colby?
I still say you need to, on the words, 1 week, just spell out something that it is in a word.
But then what are they going to do when they call in and you have to...
Well, I'll have to have them spell it, of course.
I got all the letters. They don't make any damn sense, but I got all of them.
But like Colby gets to decide what the appropriate pronunciation is, and he's like, oh, sorry, you said Volks. That's not it.
Right.
Try again.
How's that word spelled, by the way?
I might...
E-L, I don't know.
I might need forgiveness. So on the way up here today... I stopped at the McDonald's Chevron.
Oh yeah, right across
the street, and I got into the car after getting some cracklings and some hot sauce because I was out of hot sauce, and I didn't realize my window was down, and this lady pulls up next to me, and I look over and I was like, man, those are some massive good looking cans.
Okay, all right,
but
I thought you would go with headlights because she was in a car, but I see where you're heading with that.
Right. And I said, I'm just going to stay here and wait for those cans to get out of that car. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that
you said that out loud?
Of course he did.
Why does your inner monologue talk?
Have you ever met him before? That's on you.
Her window was down.
Oh, no.
She looked straight at me and I was like, I guess I can't wait now, can I?
Did she respond?
My God.
She was just, it was one of those moments to where if you've said something that went so far that there's no response except for maybe a hand gesture with one finger.
So she wasn't flattered? Or are you going to say there was nothing flat about that one?
I mean, at that point, I had done everything wrong that I could do. So it was just put it in reverse and head over to the station.
Is it? You need to like... slowly slide down in your seat.
No, I'd already done it. It's not like I could disappear then. It was already done. She saw who did it. It was me. It was my mouth that said those words. So I'm here.
From the 469, please forgive me for getting upset at work by people who spend more than 5 minutes in line picking out what kind of lottery tickets they want. Oh, my gosh. If you ever travel with Kevin, the first thing he does when he goes to the grocery store is, hey, y'all are going to pay. I'll be back. And he goes and spends about 25 minutes looking at every lottery ticket that exists in the lottery ticket machine.
Okay, but hold on. In my defense, but he's not wrong about that. In my defense, I go to the lottery vending machine, and if I see somebody waiting behind me, I'm like, oh, you can go ahead, because I kind of also want to see what they get and be like, because you know how it looks in the box and how it actually comes out sometimes is sort of disappointing.
Right.
And so I'm like, ooh, that does look fun. Pac-Man it is. But no, he's right. Whenever we've been to... On this show, we've been to Oklahoma, Arizona, Nevada, California, and every time we go to a new state, I'm like, hey, guys, I got to go just go check out the lottery machine real quick. And I'll absolutely, like, if I have a vice, it's that I love scratch-off lottery tickets. I really do, and especially from different places. So, yeah, no, that happens.
I don't ever do that. Like, and when you're in line, if I think, you know what, I feel like a scratch-off. How much do I have to spend in my wallet on a scratch-off? It was like $5 or $10 or whatever it is. I'll say, I'll take $10 worth of scratch-offs. And they'll go, which ones? I don't care. Just go pick them out.
See, okay.
Because the randomness of what they might go over and go, well, a bunch of people bought a bunch of these today.
Right.
Or this one or that one. Or they may give me one that's like been there forever. Cool.
Just waiting to be scratched off with $1,000 on it.
And maybe that's the case. I like to play ones that are fun. So if I lose, like I'll play the bingo or the crossword because, again, I'm an old person.
At least
I'm
it
like,
was a challenge.
I was like, oh, I got my $3 worth of fun, even though I lost. Is that sad?
It
or?
Is not sad, Kevin. The story you told earlier was kind of sad.
Okay, gotcha. So. This is more pathetic than anything, right? See, we taught you things today. What's the difference between sad and pathetic?
And also, by the way, from Cujo, just a reminder on all those states you named off, don't forget about that furniture store in Nebraska.
Oh, yeah, and we went to Nebraska. They didn't have lottery tickets
there. Never been in Nebraska
there.
Together.
We they were the same lottery tickets you get in Texas. It was weird. Corey, try to explain that. You can't.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.